Zoom tips and tricks. In the last video, we discussed the basic settings for a Zoom meeting, and now we will take a look at some of the advanced features that you may want to use. We will cover recordings, microphone quality, virtual backgrounds, improving your appearance on camera, transcript recording, gallery view, screen sharing, whiteboarding, and more. Recording Zoom meetings in video format. When you use Zoom for a call or meeting, you can record it as a video. If you were the meeting host, then you can enable the recording in your settings. You will need to ensure that you have set this up before you start the call. Once you are in your Zoom account, just go to Account Settings and then Meeting Settings. You will see a recording tab and you need to click on this to set up video recording. To actually record the call, you will need to choose from storing the recording locally on your computer or storing in the cloud. You will need to be on a paid plan to store in the cloud. If you have a paid plan and want to store the video in the cloud, then you will need to download the Zoom application for your Mac, Windows, or Linux computer. When storing in the cloud, the video file, audio file, and text for chat is all recorded in the Zoom cloud. When you begin a Zoom call, there will be an option to record at the bottom of the screen, on installed Zoom applications, and not available through a browser. If you do not see this option, then you need to check your settings to see if you have set up recording. The videos are recorded in MP4 format. If you are a mobile device user, then you can still record Zoom meetings, but you will need to be a paid subscriber as there is no option to store the recording locally. All recordings must be performed and stored in the Zoom cloud. There is a limit to how much cloud storage you get, so keep an eye on this. When you choose the option to store the recording on your computer, you need to know where Zoom will save it so that you can retrieve it afterwards. There will be a Zoom folder on your desktop or laptop when you install the Zoom application, and this folder is used to store recordings. On a Mac, the path is /users/username/documents/Zoom. On the PC, the path is /users/username/Zoom. An easy way to get your local recordings is to open the Zoom app and then go to Meetings. You will see a recorded tab here, and there you will find the meetings that you recorded, and you can choose to play a recording or open the file. Virtual backgrounds in Zoom. Don't like the way your room looks? Do you want to portray a more professional presence to your Zoom participants? The answer to this is to use Zoom virtual backgrounds for all of your calls. These are backdrops that include things such as ocean views, space, and cityscapes. You can basically upload anything that you want to be a virtual background for your Zoom calls. So you can create your own image and use this as the backdrop. Virtual backgrounds are available to desktop and iPhone users. It is not difficult to set up a virtual background for your Zoom calls. If you are using a PC or a Mac, then open the Zoom application and click on the Setup icon. You will see a side menu appear, and from here you can choose Virtual Background. Zoom will provide a few backgrounds that you can choose from. Just select the one you want by clicking on it. If you don't want to use these backgrounds, then you can upload your own. Just click on the plus sign and then select the image that you want to use from your desktop. We recommend that you have your virtual background set up before you start any calls or meetings on Zoom. But if you forget, you can actually add a virtual background while a call is in progress. In the Zoom application, click the arrow next to the video symbol on the left-hand side and then click on Choose a Virtual Background. Although it is possible to add a virtual background image without using a green screen, you will get the best results if you use a green screen. You can add a virtual background using an iPhone as well. Just tap on the three dots at the bottom of the screen and then tap on the More option. Tap on Virtual Background and choose the one you want. Look better on Zoom calls. You want to look the best that you can be on your Zoom calls, right? Well, believe it or not, there is a feature within Zoom to improve your appearance called Touch Up My Appearance. The people at Zoom really think of everything. Most people are unhappy with the way that they look on camera, so now you can improve this. When you use Touch Up My Appearance, you will apply a filter that will smooth fine lines subtly. Zoom claims that this will provide a natural improvement to your appearance. To use this wonderful feature, go to Settings in the Zoom application and under the Video tab, you will see a box to check next to the words Touch Up. Transcript Generation. This is a really useful feature of Zoom. Let's say that you are recording an interview with an expert in your niche that you plan to package up and either sell or provide as a valuable giveaway to encourage people to sign up for your email newsletter. Some people just prefer to read transcripts rather than watch a video or listen to an audio file, so give them everything. You will need to go to the Zoom web portal to enable the automatic transcript feature for your recordings. Go to My Meeting Settings and then on to the Cloud Recording tab. You will need a paid subscription for transcript generation. Find the Recording tab and enable the feature. In some cases, you may see the option for audio transcript generation grayed out. This means that it will have been locked at the account or group level. To fix this, you will need to contact the admin. Gallery view for 49 participants. The default number of participants you can show on the screen at once is 25. If you want to show up to 49 participants at once, then use the gallery option. This is dependent on the device you are using. If you are using an iOS or Android mobile device, then the Zoom app is set to work in active speaker mode. When other participants join your meeting, then in the bottom right corner, you will see a video thumbnail. With a mobile device, you can see the video of up to 4 participants at once. When using a desktop, you can see up to 49 participants at once. You must install the desktop Zoom app for Mac or Windows PC to do this. Just go to Settings and then click on Video, which will bring up the video settings screen. From here, you can enable the display up to 49 participants per screen in gallery view option. Pausing a shared screen. This is another cool trick that you can use so that your meeting participants will not see you fumbling around with your presentation slides. You can do this both on a desktop and a smartphone device. While you are sharing your screen, you will see a pause share option that you can select so that the current screen is frozen in the meeting. This enables you to mess around in the background, getting things set up as you want them. This is a great feature to use during webinar presentations, which we will discuss in more detail in a later video. Share files and use the whiteboard on a mobile device. Some people think that you can only use the Zoom whiteboard feature with a desktop computer, but this is not the case. Using your smartphone, you can share files directly and use the whiteboard feature during a meeting. All you need to do is use your finger on the screen to make your comments, etc. You can also make annotations using your mobile phone when you are viewing a screen that someone else has shared. At the top of the Zoom window, select the View options and then select Annotate. You will then see a toolbar that will provide your options for annotation. These include text, arrows, draw, and more. Other great Zoom tips and tricks. You can create breakout rooms to split your meeting up into smaller groups with Zoom. While it is possible to do this during a call, you will avoid logistical issues if you set the rooms up before you hold your meeting. If you want to provide one-on-one support for a meeting participant, you can do this using the remote support feature. This is great for group training sessions where you need to provide help to certain individuals, for example. Did you know that you can invite people to a Zoom meeting using different languages? Well, you can, and these languages include English, French, Russian, and Spanish. The final cool trick is the waiting room. You can set up a waiting room for people to hang out in prior to your arrival as the host. In the next video, we will look at why you need to run webinars using Zoom.